This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. Almost forgot how to do that.
Me
it's
too.
Been so long. I think our last episode was... Well, not I think. I know that our last episode was my 27 lessons for my birthday. So that was in April. And that means we haven't put out a podcast in 8 months.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
I feel like we were doing so good in New York. And then we moved back to Texas and everything just kind of went out the window. And we like completely got off of our really regimented schedule of podcasting. And it's just been downhill.
Yeah, I mean, life got really busy, and we were just trying to figure out what we're doing here.
Yeah, still are, to be honest, but yeah, I think today's episode, since it's been so long, will just be kind of an update situation, where we're at, what we're doing, how we've been, you know, all that jazz, and then, yeah, I hope to get back on a schedule, but y'all are, if anybody's still listening, y'all are sick of hearing us say that, so we're just gonna...
If you're still listening this much, like this long after our last one, then I don't know, you're a fan, you're a good fan.
Yeah, or if we have a new listener maybe, then hey, we're gonna try to be better, and glad to have you here.
And go back and listen to old episodes.
Yeah, we do have like 56 other episodes. Yeah, some of them are pretty interesting, I think. So, yeah, that's where we're at, and it's currently, what?
I was going to say there's a lot of updates.
There are a lot of updates, and it's currently 9 p.m., and we're sitting in my closet, so there's no echo and all that, but it, also...
It's kind of too quiet in here.
Yeah.
Like my ears are ringing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But also, yeah, this episode is obviously not on YouTube this week because I'm in my pajamas in the closet, so there is no YouTube video. We're just keeping it original. Frankie's coming to join us, but yeah, I'm just throwing it back to like a normal podcast. So yeah, hopefully in the future we'll get back to having... Okay, sorry, thought I stopped the recording. But hopefully in the future we can get back to having episodes on YouTube. But for right now, first one back, we're just going to be, you know, audio only.
And in the closet with Frank.
Yeah. So yeah, you might be thinking, why are you in your closet? That's weird. Don't you have a really small closet in your Dallas apartment? But Well, really, my closet wasn't even that small.
No, it wasn't that small at all.
But we moved to a house, and my closet is really, like, huge, honestly.
Yeah, it's like a room.
Yeah, it's super big. So, yeah, but that's the first update, is we moved out of Dallas.
And there's a window in here, too.
There is, which I don't really know how I feel about that, to be honest. But that's okay. But yeah, we moved out of Dallas in July. So we've lived in this house for kind of a while now. And there's pros and cons, you know?
I mean, I like it. It's a lot different than... It's a lot bigger than our house in Granbury. And it's fun. It's like a, what, like late 90s kind of house. And it's got a fun vibe to it.
Yeah, I like the house itself. It's just like we moved to a suburb of Dallas, which obviously I'm a city gal, and going to an even smaller city is not ideal for me personally. I really don't love the area that we live in just because I find it to be very boring, but I know any remaining listeners are also sick of me talking about that, so I won't drone on about it, but yeah, that's the main con, is just, like, the area that we live in, so.
Yeah, I mean, we're close to Dallas, but Dallas is not, I don't know, it's not the same as a big city like that, like, at least the ones we've been to in, like, New York, like, it just doesn't feel the same, and honestly, Dallas is just pretty scary now, like, in general, like, there's just a lot of crime out there and sketchy looking people everywhere.
Well, I think our apartment specifically was just, like, not in a great area, but yeah, you know, we got all three dogs still, so it's definitely hard to find places to live with three dogs, but we which is kind of why we ended up in a house, is because the only other apartment we could find, we just, like, didn't want to live there, so.
Yeah, it was worse than the other one.
Yeah.
So that was a no.
Yeah, so we found a rental house that would accept all three dogs. And also, another update, my mom moved in with us, so we needed more space, obviously. So, yeah, we are in a rental house.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. And it's a two-story. It's our first two-story we've lived in.
Yeah, that was really important to me for no reason other than I like stairs. And I like two-story houses. And I feel like everybody's always saying, once you live in a two-story house, you're going to not like it. And you're going to be over it. But
I kind of like it.
I love it. I love having stairs. I like having two stories. So
it's a nice little workout. Going up to bed or doing whatever. And it's really not that bad. Like, after a couple weeks, you get used to it.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't really an issue for me because I would always take the dogs out. Like, in our last apartment, we lived on the fifth floor, and I would take the stairs every single time to walk the dogs, like, multiple times a day. So I'm used to stairs, but I just like having separate floors. Like, I don't know. It just is cool to me. So, yeah, that's exciting. We live in a two-story rental house with no real intention of purchasing a home anytime soon, to be honest, because who knows what our plans are. Not me.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other stuff with that, but it's just, like, not the right time to buy a house for us. And we don't know what we're doing at all. Like, there's, I don't know, life's short, and you never know where you're going to end up, so.
Amen to that. But yeah, those are, well, also, I got a car. I feel like I was complaining every single week about, like, I don't have a car and my life is terrible because I don't have a car. And those things were true. And then I got a car and my life improved significantly, to be honest. So, yeah, which is crazy because I literally got my car in late April. So probably right after our last episode. But y'all haven't heard the news yet. So, yeah. I've had a car for, like, 8 months almost. But
now we have three cars total.
Yeah, we all have a car. Like,
we all have a car.
A normal American family, I guess. Although, we could probably do with cars, like, with two cars now. But, whatever. Now we have three, and it's so hard to get rid of a car, if y'all didn't know. Like, if you
if you're just, upside down
on, like, if you take out a car loan, which, you know, most people do, and then you decide you don't really want the car anymore, that sucks for you. You're probably gonna have to pay like $7,000 or something crazy just to not have to have the car anymore, which is so dumb. Like, I feel like I should be able to say, hey, I actually don't want this car anymore. I changed my mind.
We just got spoiled because we paid off our cars before we moved to New York, and now we have car payments again, and it's terrible.
It's just, like, the whole process is annoying, honestly, and I just feel like there should be a better way to get rid of a car without having to be, like, you know, voluntarily repossessing it or whatever, which is, like, not something you want to do. It's horrible for your credit, and, like, it's just not a good thing to do. So, I don't know. I just think there should be a better way of going about it, and cars should not be so expensive because they just lose value immediately. So yeah, that's my rant on cars, but I do love my car. I got a Camry again. My first car of my own was a Camry, and now I just have a newer Camry, and I love it, and I feel like I'm 17 again.
Yeah, it's a lot nicer than your last Camry. And it is nice to have again.
Well, my last Camry was nice, to be honest. It was just like,
it was just
time
older.
Has passed. It wasn't even old, though, like when I got it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just glad to have like a Toyota in the family again, because the Mazda is not very reliable. And the VW it falls apart all the time. So,
yeah, this is probably so boring, but like, we just have to get all this out of the way just so y'all know what's been happening.
Also, it's been so long, I think I'm definitely rusty. I'm like, I don't even know what to say.
Well, I think just our life updates, but those are the main ones. We moved into a house out of Dallas. My mom moved in. I got a car. I'm 27 now. You're 27 now. You didn't do a 27 lessons episode.
No.
So
I was working.
Yeah, we're both 27.
I'm in school. No. Did they know that? The last time?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't think you have talked on the podcast since you started school. I think I brought it up, like, because I podcasted alone a couple times.
Oh.
So.
Well, yeah, I'm in school, and it's really hard to work full-time and do school. It feels like I'm doing school full-time, but I'm not.
Yeah.
It just takes up, like, my time when I relax and I have any extra time. It's like, oh, got to do school. And I hate it. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm also still in school. Like, haven't dropped out. I'm coming up on 1 year, actually, because January 6th of 2025 this year was my first day of being a college student again. So I've almost been taking college classes for a full year now. But I don't hate them for the most part, other than literally this class I'm taking right now. I'm so ready for it to be done. But as a whole, I still like school, and I think it's more important to have a degree now, not more than ever, because I think it's always kind of important, even if it's literally like just checking a box to say that you have it. But I think it is important, and I think it's good that you're going, even though you hate it.
Yeah, I think it'll help in the long run. I just never liked school, so it's really hard for me. And now it's, like, on top of all of life. So it's harder than I expected it to be. But, like, the classes themselves aren't hard. It's just, like, life plus that, you know. But I'm glad I'm doing it, and I'm trying to hang in there. I know it'll be bad sometimes, and it'll feel easier sometimes, and I won't hate it as much.
Yeah. I don't know, you got this. We both got this. It's just,
yeah.
I'm sure everybody relates, but like, just life has been really busy lately with the most random things. It's like, I don't even know what we've done. Like, when I look back at this year, it seems like we've hardly done anything, like, beneficial, really.
Or like, we've kind of done, like, a ton, though. It's just not, like, what, like, stuff we really wanted to do. It's just, like, you had to do it, you know?
Yeah, it's just hard to even know. Like, I couldn't tell you what I did this year. Apart from, like, a few things that stand out. But for the most part, it just feels like, I don't know, it was just a year, man.
Yeah, I feel like we moved. We've been schooling. and working. That's it.
Yeah, and then I got a real job. For, I don't want to say a real job, but like a job that I go in person for. This is going to be like so unrelatable, I feel like, and just annoying. But yeah, I got a job that you go in person for, like most people do every day. But for me, it's been a really long time since I've had a like in office job like that. And I worked there for approximately 3 weeks and decided, you know what, this is not for me. So I quit that job. But the working conditions were, I thought it was like a sweatshop or
something. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Something, but like, it was just not...
It's definitely the most hardcore, like, office job I've ever heard of. Like, with the requirements and what they wanted you to do.
But it was also, like, you don't do anything at the same time. So it was like I need a challenge. Like, I get very bored very easily. And this job was, like, boring but extremely micromanaging. And, yeah, so I no longer work there. And
it seemed like they wanted to, like, intentionally crush your soul just to, like, make sure you're, like, good to keep working there for however long you stay, or like they just get rid of you quicker so that you don't have to, they're not worried about you long term, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so basically, like, I was a receptionist at a law firm, and I was kind of like, during the interview process and everything, the people made it seem like, you can easily become like a paralegal or even, you know, a legal assistant or something, like, quickly. And, like, it was just an easy thing to do, and you get, like, all kinds of exposure to the law. And then once I actually started working there, it was like, I'm getting no exposure to the law. And there is, like, potential to move up into a legal assistant or paralegal position or whatever, but only after 6 months of doing something that, like, I just simply couldn't do for 6 months.
And how long had the longest person been there, receptionist?
3 months. Which, yeah, so. She was super nice. Like, a lot of the people there were super nice. It wasn't about them. Not that anybody would think it was. But, like, I don't know. There was no natural light. And, like, I don't know. For people who work normal jobs, like most of y'all out there, do y'all get sunlight or no? Like, is that just a crazy thing to require? Like, hey, I need some sunlight throughout the day.
I get sunlight.
Yeah, but your job is, like, weird because you sit in a house. So it's, I don't know, it's different. But it's, like, for people who work a corporate job, like, in an office, like, do y'all see the sun throughout the day? Like, do I just need to change my expectations to, like, not need sun? Because I don't know how I'm supposed to do that.
I feel like people see the sun.
Yeah. Well, y'all let me know. Because I was not seeing the sun, and I feel like it had a horrible impact on me mentally. And honestly, physically, like, super quick. So, that's what happened with that job. But, yeah, I still want to, like, go to law school right now is the plan. So, that is why I was trying to work in that environment, just to see how I felt about, you know, working in a law office in general before I go bankrupt trying to pay for law school. And to be honest, like, most of the attorneys in there seem to hate their life. So I think that type of law is definitely not something that I would want to practice. But, like, the basics of what they do from the very little bit that I saw seems like something I would be interested in and probably do okay yet. So law school is still
describing it as, like, corporate law? So it's like big law?
Yeah, I don't know if the big law path is for me, even though I know that's where, you know, everybody makes the most money or whatever, but I don't know. It just felt like the clients weren't being taken care of enough, and I personally would not be able to live with myself doing that, like, as an attorney, like, just doing it for the money, but, like, not actually helping people. Like, that's not why I would want to do that job, so.
Yeah, from my experience, like, quantity equals little to no customer service, and it's about just getting stuff done and then making money.
Yeah.
Like, as many times and as fast as you can.
Yeah, which I'm good on that, which maybe that's, like, a naive thing to say, because it's, like, I feel like a lot of people start out saying, I want to be a lawyer to help people, and then it's like, well, you have $1 million in student loans, so you have to go the big law route and just kind of walk all over people to even pay off your debt and, like, survive. But I like to think that that doesn't have to be true, because I think there's a way to do things the right way.
I think the world is trying to make us think that, but it's not true.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of it, like, just having to do things over and over, like, quantity, and then just to appease someone up top. Like, it's not even about the people involved anymore, like the salesperson or the person buying whatever product it is. Like, it's just about the person who owns the company, like, making the most money, and it takes the meaning out of everything.
Yeah, but even as a company owner, like, I would feel so bad about that, I think.
Yeah, I just think, like, people, like, the companies, when they go public, like, it's not a person anymore, though. Like, it just is, like, a bunch of people, or, like, people in the stock market, and they're so disconnected. They just look at it as a product to make more money on their own money, you know?
Yeah, I just think that's sad, personally. But what are you going to do? I know what you can do. Yeah. You can become a lawyer and change the world. Or not. I don't know. We'll see. But
be, like, anti-corporate lawyer.
Yeah. I don't know, but anyway, that's where I'm at right now, just with, like, school, and it's a really long-winded way to say I got a job and I quit 3 weeks later because it was terrible, but I still think the environment would probably be a good fit, just not there.
Yeah, I think there's much better places to try, like, see what that's going to be like, you know?
Yeah.
And I would be curious, too, to hear, like, what our listeners, like, what are your jobs like, you know, because I don't know. I feel like my perspective on all this stuff is so limited. It's like whatever I've done, but, like, I know there's, like, tons and tons of jobs out there. So I just wonder, like, how everyone kind of goes about life. Like, what is your experience?
And do you hate it? Like, are you literally miserable and you want to quit or, like, do something else, but, you know, your bills depend on you staying at that job? Or do you actually like it and get some meaning out of it? Because,
yeah, because, like, everyone's always like, oh, it's just a job. Like, it's going to suck. It's, yeah, like, why does, like, it have to suck?
There has to be somebody out there who likes their job and, like, finds a meaning. Not, like, your entire purpose and meaning out of your job, because I don't think that's good either. But I think, like, getting something out of your job is important. It's like, is that possible these days?
I mean, I feel like I get that, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I have to really stretch and reach for that sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like your job is meaningful.
Yeah, I think it's, I can help people, and I can get, like, I can feel rewarded by it, but there's parts of it that make it hard.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I'm trying to think, what do we even do this summer? We haven't traveled, like, at all, really. We went to Arkansas. That was fun.
Twice, kind of. I know, we went to
Arkansas and then, like, southern Missouri, which is, like, basically Arkansas.
It was fun. We saw the big Christ.
Yeah, cross, the Christ guy of the Ozarks in Eureka Springs.
It's, like, the statue in Rio.
Mm-hmm, but, like, way smaller. But it's still big.
Yeah, it just looked, like, really wonky compared to the real one, you know?
Yeah.
But it was fun.
There's a lot of, like, I don't know if y'all have heard of, like, the Great Passion Play. I don't know if anybody has really heard of that, but maybe your church took you to the Great Passion Play, too. If you were a churchgoer as a teenager, like young teenager, then maybe you know what that is. But if not, then this may be like meaningless. I don't know. But there's a lot of conspiracies, like the people that run and work at the Great Passion Play thing. It's just like a big cult, which
I could totally see.
Yeah, which like when I went, because I was a church-going young teenager, and we did take a trip to the Great Passion Play in Eureka Springs, and I did not get, like, culty vibes then, but I was also, like, 12 or something, and now when we went, we didn't go to the play. We just saw the big Jesus, the Christ of the Ozarks.
We saw the set, though.
Yeah, we saw the set, but, like, we didn't go to the actual play. But now I definitely could, like, I could see it being a cult, so I don't know, maybe that's something we should dive into one time.
It'd be kind of fun, because there was some weird stuff there in general, and I don't know, I did like the set. It was kind of cool, because it's like a huge, like, amphitheater thing, like in the side of a hill, and then it has the set down below, but it's like mimicking, what, like a whatever
like
city.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. Sorry, you can hear that. It's Frankie snoring.
But it's like full size. It's cool. But, yeah, I don't know. I could see it being cool, but it did have weird vibes everywhere. And the Jesus thing is just, it is strange to me, like, that they would build that there, but I don't know. And then when you go in, it's free, but there's like a lady that's dressed like she's from,
like, Jesus's days.
Is that what it was? She looked like a pilgrim to me, but
well, I think it's like Jesus times.
Yeah, but she's just, like, holding the basket and is, like, you can donate or you can just go in for free, you know?
Yeah, which I don't think that's that crazy. Like, I feel like that's kind of a common
thing. I just
thing,
was not expecting it.
Yeah, it was just a weird vibe. I don't know. But we did that, and that's, like, all we've traveled to, which is crazy for us. Like, we're always like, we went to this state or whatever, and it's like, no, in 8 months we really have not gone anywhere.
The Crescent Hotel was cool though.
Yeah, Crescent Hotel ghost tour.
Yeah, we went to the Jesus place, and then we went to the most haunted mansion in the world or whatever.
It is not the most haunted in the world. That was just like,
I know, that's what they say. I'm just,
it's,
that's what I'm saying,
not though, but it was still fun.
We didn't witness any ghosts,
and literally even on my church trip when I was like 12, we also did that. So
it was cool. The roads up to like the top of the hill where the hotel is like sketchy. It's like 45 degree angle with your car, and you feel like you're not gonna make it.
Yeah, Eureka Springs, Arkansas is like very hilly, and we took my car, so it's like,
it was
Camry's
pretty
though. Obviously not built for that, but yeah, it was pretty. I don't know if y'all are like in the DFW area, Texas area. It's only like a 5-hour drive, and it's really affordable, so I would recommend going. I think it was fun and like easy to get to.
Yeah, it was quick and fun. And then when we went to Missouri, that was cool too. I've never been there. I've never been to either places, so I thought it was really fun. And just cool to see new places that I hadn't been before. And I was kind of just surprised, because I wouldn't think that those states would look like that.
I feel like it's not, like, Arkansas and Missouri, at least for me personally, are not states where I'm like, this would be great to go on vacation in, but they are pretty.
Yeah, I think it depends on the season, though, you know?
Yeah, we went, like, peak fall foliage, so.
Yeah, it was really pretty, like, leaves, the color changing of everything was cool.
Yeah, and we were supposed to go to Boston and Salem. And then New York, and we canceled our trip because the government was shut down, and I was not trusting people. Like, if they're not getting paid to work, then I don't want to put my life in your hands, like the air traffic controllers, which not even like that they, you know, are like incapable of doing their job or whatever, but it's like, I feel like that's a lot of stress to put on people. Especially if they're worried about not getting paid. I don't know. The whole situation, it was just like, I'm good.
Well, there was like a lot of pressure on them to keep going to work, even though they weren't getting paid. And like, they can't even pay their own bills and like feed their families. And it's like, yeah, I wouldn't go to work. So I don't blame them. It's just,
And if I was going to work and, like, knowing I wasn't going to get paid for whoever knows, like, you know, how long, I probably would not be doing my best.
Yeah, you would just be showing up and, like, hanging out, I feel like. I don't know. We had all the news stories, though, about, like, the planes landing bad and, like...
That's been happening, like, all year, so I was already apprehensive about flying. And then when the government shut down, I was like, yeah, this is too much. Like, I'm simply not getting on an airplane, like, when all of this is going on.
When the delays got bad and they were, like,
just canceling
flights left and right for no reason.
Yeah, we, like, when we were supposed to go was, like, the peak of the government shutdown when, like, you know, the delays were kind of all... Like, everything had dominoed into one another or whatever. Into one another. And it was like they were actually starting to cancel flights. And unfortunately, with your job, you can't just be like, oh, my flight's canceled. Even though we did have to do that one time. But
yeah,
usually, you know, like, you got to be back at work once you're supposed to be back at work. So
you live for planning the perfect trip. The thrill of comparing hotels, scoring that impossible reservation, and piecing together an unforgettable itinerary. You already think like a travel advisor, so why not just be one? Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan vacations and help others travel well. As a Fora advisor, you'll be set up for success with best-in-class training, powerful booking tools, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider tips. Fora helps you turn your love of planning vacations into a business with a flexible, meaningful stream of income, with commission on every hotel, cruise, and activity you book. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred partners, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout, giving you and your clients the kind of elevated travel experiences regular travelers simply don't get. Getting started is as easy as booking trips for people you already know. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/earn. That's foratravel.com/earn.
It just didn't happen, which sucks because... I was looking forward to all of that, but...
Yeah, and even now, though, after it's opened again, it still feels like it hasn't caught up completely, or... I don't know, it still seems stressful.
I'm just so scared to fly. Like, I've always been scared to fly. I do not like flying. It takes a lot for me to get on an airplane. Like, I have to really, really, really want to go where I'm going. Which is why, in the past several years, I've pretty much only flown to New York, apart from when we went to... Seattle, like, went to Washington, but other than that, New York is the only place that I've flown, because obviously I want to go to New York, but I don't know, it's just, like, in the past year, there have been so many plane accidents, and even in the past few weeks, like, nobody's died or anything, or, like, planes haven't crashed, but, you know, it's, like, every Airbus has to get a software update, or, like, they lost altitude, like, they dropped, like, 10,000 feet in a second. Like, random stuff like that that I feel like we usually don't see on the news, I keep seeing everywhere. So, I'm just, like, I'm not trying to fly. Like, I will drive to New York happily, but you just need, like, some time off, like, for us to be able to make a road trip there. I know, it takes
forever to drive there, but,
yeah. It's, like, 2 days there and then 2 days back.
That's a long time, though, in the car, because it's, like, all day, like, pushing how long you're driving.
Yeah, it's a long drive, but it's worth it.
It's like 12 hours a day.
Yeah. Because we've driven there twice, and we move there, and when we move back. So, we can do it. So, I don't know.
It's just the time.
Maybe a New York road trip is in our future. I hope it's in the future, but, yeah. Again, long-winded way of saying we have not gone anywhere. And it's very off-brand for us.
Yeah, I mean, I do like traveling. It's just been, like, we've been so busy that traveling is hard and getting off of work is really difficult. And, yeah, I don't know. It's also really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, crazy expensive.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're trying to be responsible grown-ups, and
which sucks.
Yeah, which means no spontaneous trips across the country
with lots of changes in the middle, and you're like, oh, we'll get a hotel here and add this and whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, we very well could do that literally tomorrow. Like, you know, you never know what you're gonna get, but just as a whole, like, we're trying to make smart financial decisions so that we can, you know, have the future that we want, because the present ain't it, you know?
I mean, yeah, we had a lot of fun, though. Like, I feel like we've been going through a, like, necessary part of our lives here, you know, where it's like we're really just grinding and we're just, like, learning how to tighten everything up again. Like, I feel like we knew what we were doing, but then, like, we got a little crazy, and then now it's like, all right, we have more purpose and more drive. And, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I definitely have more, like, ability to, like, keep going, even if the path is uncertain, you know? Like, if I'm not sure where we're going completely, or, like, I'm scared about whatever it is, and it's like, you know, we'll be all right. We just got to keep going.
Yeah. I would say I do, too, but I quit my job, so.
It's part of the we'll be all right thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really, like, worry ever. I just wish we could go on more trips, but even, I don't know, like I said, it's like we had a trip booked, but I'm unfortunately, like, not getting on an airplane, so.
Yeah, I mean, we can, that's why we went to Missouri and Arkansas, we went to Colorado.
That was in February, so I'm pretty sure we talked about that, probably.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, that was a fun trip. But yeah, we do want to go somewhere in January, hopefully, like, speaking of trips, but TBD on where and if we actually go somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know what else we've done.
Just, that's mostly it. It's like, feels like we should have a way more interesting episode right now. But first of all, I think my mom is asleep, so I'm trying to not be, like, super loud and wake her up. So that probably is making us seem super low energy. So I really do apologize to anyone listening to this. It's probably terrible, but
yeah, I'm like whispering. I'm trying to talk louder, but I feel like I don't know how to go between a whisper and, like, almost just a yell.
Yeah.
So I'm trying not to.
We'll get better. We just got to get back in the swing of things.
This isn't really an update.
And not record at 9 o'clock.
But I've been cooking a lot more. Like, I got a grill, like a little tiny charcoal grill. It's really short and it was like $30, but we grill like every night and we're eating a lot healthier, and it sucks to, like, eat healthy, but you do feel a lot better, and I think we've been on a good path with that.
That was so random. I don't think it sucks, though. I've been,
I go, know, in I between
missed our grill, because you used to grill like every night in Granbury, and then we moved to New York, where obviously you can't grill, and in Dallas it was like you could grill, but you had to go down 5 flights of stairs or take the elevator, I guess, if you're a normal person. And yeah, I don't know. So I've missed grilled food.
Charcoal grills are way better than propane or even just pellet grills. So that's been nice because our food tastes a lot better.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we've done a lot of doctor stuff this year too.
Yeah, I started seeing a functional medicine doctor for my PCOS, which people have their opinions about functional medicine doctors.
I think they work very well.
And this doctor, she also was, like, my normal doctor before, and then she just, like, became a functional medicine doctor because she got a little sick of just having to, like, put Band-Aids on people's issues and not being able to actually address root cause things. Like, as a normal doctor, so she decided to kind of go off on her own, and I'm, like, doing the best I have been in a long, 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 long time, honestly, so shout out to her. Yeah, like, years. Yeah. Honestly, I'll give y'all her name, the Dr. Kyler Elwell at Forum Health. Yeah, I highly recommend her if you're, like, struggling with PCOS, literally anything, like, if your health just feels, like, off.
And just from being at her appointments with many different doctors, like, she'll actually listen to you and, like, address what the situation is and not, like, go, oh, you need this or that, like, and it doesn't even make sense, you know? It doesn't ultimately fix or help you at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and my first appointment with her was like 2 hours. It is extremely expensive. Like, I'm not going to lie. There's like a big barrier to entry, I guess, with that.
And we've had to make a sacrifice, but like, it's been worth it.
Yeah, and I feel like I was just at a point where I was so fed up with everything. Like, just feeling horrible all the time, where it was like I had to do something. And I feel like I had really tried most other things that people like tell you to do for PCOS, and it's like nothing was really gonna be adequate. So yeah, it's definitely insanely expensive.
Just from the outside looking in, like you looked at a lot of stuff about PCOS and all that, and it's like become really common, I feel like, because I hear about it a lot more. And the stuff you see like on YouTube like doesn't work for everyone, you know, like everyone's is different, or it's like either worse or it's a little better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like every dollar we've spent on this is like, every time you're improved, every time you go there and like you start doing the next thing she recommends.
Yeah.
And like that's, I haven't seen that from a doctor in a long time.
Yeah, no, I get my blood drawn every 3 months, which is terrible because I have really, like, people struggle to draw my blood, but that's neither here nor there. Point is, my blood work is, like, the best it's looked in so long, and that's exciting. Ooh, I quit vaping.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I think I had quit.
Yeah, you definitely had. But I quit vaping right before I started seeing this doctor because, like I said, it's extremely expensive, so I knew that
it's a sacrifice too, you know.
Well, yeah, vaping was also expensive, but I knew that if we were gonna be paying all this money and like I was really gonna try to get my health in order, then I had to be doing everything on my end that I could.
Which that one was hard, quitting vaping. Oh my goodness. I feel like everyone's doing Zen now or something, but like nicotine is a hard one to quit.
Yeah, quitting vaping is literally so hard. I've quit, like, several times in my life, honestly. But this time, let me check my little thing here. It has been 179 days since I last vaped, which...
I feel like that means I'm about 190 or so. Maybe 200.
You quit vaping, like, way before me.
It was that long before you stopped?
Yes.
Oh. So maybe almost a year for me, close to a year.
Probably. I'm at like 6 months, almost 6 months.
Yeah, so. I think it's awesome. Oh, I had another MRI checkup for my brain cancer stuff, and I'm good. So they moved me to another 2-year appointment checkup thing. So that's good.
Yeah, that is good. I feel like this year, like your past MRIs, I've gotten so scared leading up to it. And then this year it was like, I didn't really have any fear about it. Like, I thought everything was going to be fine. But then the day of, I got scared. I was like, oh, God, like, yeah, maybe there is something.
When
like,
I was waiting to go in after I did the MRI, I was pretty scared. I was like, oh, I just feel, like, weird about it. But, like, I've had no symptoms or anything. I just, like, psyched myself out, I think. But as he was showing me everything, he's like, no, yeah, you're totally good. Like, there's no signs of anything. The only thing I have is this, like, this fluid, like, at the base of my, like, skull, kind of. Like, it's just, like, fluid from surgery. Like, it's normal. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. But, like, that's it. Everything else is normal. And there's no signs of a tumor. So, I was like, okay, cool.
Which, thank God, for real. But...
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's also just, like, traumatic. Like, anytime you go to that doctor, because it's, like, takes you back to... all of that happening.
Yeah, and like the waiting room, I just remember like when we first went and I'm like thinking like, oh, this isn't gonna be that bad, and then it's like every time we went back it was like, nope, it's the worst thing possible.
Like, you have to do this really dramatic. Side effects include death or whatever. Not side effects, but like potential outcomes include death. He would like read this whole list of things that could go wrong, and it was so scary, and it would always end in death. And it was okay.
Intense. But now I'm like really trying, and like seeing Claire get a lot better with the PCOS stuff, like I'm wanting to get better physically too, because like I'm not really concerned with cancer or anything, but being in better shape and not overweight like helps prevent cancer coming back. And I've just been feeling really bad for like the last 2 years, and my sleep, we got CPAPs, That's another thing I forget about. There's a lot that happened, actually, like, medically.
I feel like that's been the thing. It's like, this year has been boring. We have not traveled. We haven't done anything, like, fun, really. All of our money and effort and time and focus has just been going into, like, improving our health or, like, figuring out what is wrong, which isn't a bad thing. It's just been a year of that. It takes up a
lot of time and money, though, and effort, like, eating better, exercising, cleaning the equipment. Like, CPAPs are great. Like, it's, I don't know, if you ever snore or anything, like, you're supposedly, if you snore at all, you have sleep apnea. And, like, I thought I had, like, maybe a little bit because, like, I snored. But, like, after Claire did her test and it was, what was yours, was mild.
Yeah, I have, like, very mild sleep apnea.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, like, oh, maybe mine's mild or less. Like, I didn't think it was going to be that bad. And then I have severe sleep apnea. So then I for sure had to get one. And but ever since I've gotten it, like, I sleep amazing and I actually feel rested and my energy levels have totally changed.
Yeah, I highly recommend it if you do snore to do a sleep study if you have good insurance. That's another thing. Dr. Elwell was like, you say you're tired, like, let's refer you to a sleep doctor to do a sleep study. So shout out to her, because I literally never would have done that. I'm like, I'm 27. I don't need a CPAP. Like, come on now. But
I know.
It's really not embarrassing.
I just own it. I'm like, I love it because I sleep better. Like, I feel better. And, like, I can't. Why would you be ashamed of that, you know?
Yeah. And it's not like a big, weird machine. It's, like, kind of cute and sleek. And
mine's on my nose. It looks kind of funny, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really care. I just think, like, if you're tired and, like, struggling to get through your day and you snore at night, it's definitely worth trying to go to a sleep doctor if you can swing it. Because my first night, like, sleeping with it, I was like, whoa, I have not been sleeping. Like, yeah, I didn't know what sleep was. Yeah, this is a
game changer.
Yeah. So, I do recommend it.
Another thing is, like your doctor saying, like, let's fix your sleep is, like, one of the first things. When I was, like, in college studying psychology, like, a long time ago, and I thought that's what I wanted to do, like, the first thing that everyone even talks about in psychology is, like, making sure you're getting good sleep. Because, like, if you don't get good sleep, it doesn't matter what you do, like, you can't really do much better if you're tired or exhausted, your body's not replenishing itself at night. So think about that next time you wake up and you're still tired. Like, it might be time to look at that.
Yeah, sleep is so important. And I was sleeping like 4 hours a night, it feels like, for like 3 years, and now I get a solid 7, which is crazy.
Yeah. It's nice, too, because, like, you fall asleep quick, and then you just wake up, and it's time to go when you're good. You're not like, oh, my gosh, I want to lay down more. You, like, can't go to sleep again. You're just ready to go.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, to be honest. But also, like, quitting vaping definitely helped with my sleep, too. So if you're struggling with sleep, quit vaping first. You got this. Even though it's hard. And there's, I don't know, especially, like, having that job, like, literally for such a short amount of time. But I was like, I need to vape. Like, just something about going into an office made me want to vape a lot. So I've definitely, like, struggled more recently. But
I've been feeling it, too. And it's, I think it's because it's almost been a year for me now. And, like, I think the time of year, too, changes. Because, like, I just, when it's cold and, like, you have a cigarette, like, I love it. You know?
No, maybe only smokers
or vapers will understand that. But
I don't even understand that, really, because I would just vape all the time anywhere.
I don't know. I just, not anywhere. Well, I started with cigarettes and you started more just vaping.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cigarettes, if I smell one, like, it gets me sometimes. I'm like, oh, I want one.
Actually, that feels performative to me, but
what does?
Like, you saying you want a cigarette, like,
feels, no, I do all the time. Like, I think about it a lot, but I'm not, like, craving it like I used to. But, like, if I smell one, I'm like, oh, that could be nice.
A cigarette smells so gross. I don't know. I personally like the smell of blue raspberry vapes. But yeah.
It's only when it's cold, though. Not when it's hot. Like, the summer and you smell cigarette, gross. But, like, during the winter and you smell cigarette, like, yeah, I'll take a cigarette.
I don't know. I really don't feel you on that, to be honest. But, yeah, vaping is bad. Glad I quit. But I do still miss it. I probably always will, because it's hard to let go of that. But yeah, the weather's been nice. It's been, like, colder. But this house is, like, super not energy efficient or, like, not insulated. Bad. So it's been, like, 58 degrees in here, which it's pretty cold for inside a house. It's like 58 and drafty.
Well, it could be better, but like we don't run the heat because it's expensive to heat and cool this really tall ceilings that we have in here.
Well, I also just don't believe in heat, to be honest. Like we have never run the heat ever. I mean, even like in Granbury, which like the electric bill was so cheap and the house was so energy efficient, but like no, we did not run the heat unless it
New
was
York's
like the pipes
the only
are
place
freeze.
But we didn't have a choice,
and that was horrible. I was sweating and had the windows open every night because it was so hot. So yeah, I do not believe in heat, like, you know, if it's above freezing outside especially, like, sorry, get a blanket.
Okay, you say that, but, like, sometimes, like, we've woken up and there's, like, a frozen layer of dew on top of the blanket.
That was one time.
I feel like it's happened multiple times.
Yeah, because I'd be keeping the windows open if it's cold. Especially, like, the first cold front of the year. Like, yeah, I'm opening the windows if it's 30 degrees. I want to feel cold because we get that, like, so rarely here in Texas.
And the summer is really bad here.
Yeah.
Like, so bad.
Y'all probably know that, obviously. But, yeah, I think that's what's been going on. We moved, got a car, have not traveled, just been focusing on our health, doing school. You've been working. I, you know, dabbled in a job and realized it was not for me right now. I still work, okay? It's just, like, I work from home, like, doing odd jobs, basically.
Yeah. It is what it is. Like, it's not... You're working.
Yeah, I'm... You're doing your own thing. My notary application is in the process.
Oh, yeah. Of getting... I keep forgetting about this.
The process of getting processed, I guess. So, if anyone needs a document notarized at, like, 3 a.m. or something, hit me up, because that's probably the only way anybody's going to contact me as a notary is if they, like, really need it in an emergency situation. So, I can't do anything yet because I'm literally not a notary, but, like, my application is being processed. So, one day, I'll be able to notarize documents for you in an emergency, hopefully in a couple weeks. So, keep that in mind.
The lack of, like, required training, though, is kind of wild.
It's actually concerning. Like, you literally don't have to do anything. Like, I don't even know. I mean, I think I have a general understanding of, like, you know, the...
I feel like if you've used a notary to do something, like, you pretty much get what you have to do.
Yeah, but there's, like, a lot of details for, like, different things. And if you notarize a document, I don't know, you can be held responsible for, like, whatever's in the document. I don't know. It can be kind of complicated. So, yeah. Anyway, that's one thing I'm working on, is becoming a notary. Just for, like, some type of extra income, and just to have that as a skill, I feel like will be nice. But yeah, another rant. Yeah, again, those are all of our updates. I've missed podcasting, but I'm also tired, so I hope when I go to edit this, I'm not like, this is trash and I'm not posting it. Honestly, we'll probably post it anyway, just because it's very authentic, and like, this is seriously what our life has been like, just boring and like focusing on things to better ourselves. Blech. You know,
that's what we always do.
Yeah, but like, we usually have some more pizzazz, and it's like,
I feel like it doesn't have to have pizzazz, because like, when people are going through stuff and they want to like improve their lives, like, they don't feel any pizzazz, and like, I don't know, we don't have to sound like we know everything. And
oh, I don't ever feel like that,
or not like we know everything, but like, oh, it's like, it is what it is. Like, everyone goes through it differently, and we're just living our life. We're trying not to be boring, too boring.
Yeah, I think I am just bored, to be honest. I'm like, okay, it's time for a change.
I mean, yeah, we had like a crazy like roller coaster, like up and then down, and it was like woo, and then it's like, oh, it's like leveled out, and we're kind of like, all right, when do we go up again?
Yeah, everything is just like neutral right now.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is that bad, but, like, nothing is super exciting either. Like, there's not a lot to look forward to. It's just kind of like, okay, we're...
I think our tolerance for excitement and what's boring is, like, so different, though, than, like, what it used to be for us.
But even just on a basic level, it's like we don't have any trips planned, which, like, that is what I look forward to. Like, trips and concerts. Like, those are very important aspects of my life.
We've gone to a couple concerts.
Yeah, we have.
House of Blues.
Yeah. But even concerts, we haven't been to a lot. Like, no. We really have not been doing much, to be honest. Like, in, you know, a fun things kind of way. Like, we've just been doing school and, like, keeping the house together and, you know, just, like, the responsibilities have been a lot. And that's why we have not podcasted, because we really just have not made it a priority, I guess. Just because everything else feels, like, soul-crushing and, like, so much work. So,
yeah. And, like, we're going to try to go to the gym at 5 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. Which, like, that's a hard way to start your day if you're not used to it or you don't do it all the time. And then going back to the concerts thing, like, we saw Passion Pit. And I think we both thought it was, like, a group of people making music. Like, but on... Or, no, we thought it was one or two people making music on a computer. But then it was, like, they actually play the synths and everything, like, live. So it was kind of cool because it was, like, shocking. But it was, like, really good and fun to see people play music like that, because we live in such a, like, auto-tune, like, not skillful music world right now.
Yeah, Passion Pit was a good concert. I had fun.
Yeah, it was fun just to see, like, real live music.
Yeah. But, yeah, we've been going to the gym, kind of. It's hard to be consistent, especially with your work schedule. It's, like, really long hours.
It's either and 5 a.m. or, like, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, which neither one are great options. And I will not go alone, because sometimes I'll be on a machine and I'm like, why isn't it working? And I'm literally like sitting backwards on it or something. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. So I don't like to go to the gym alone. One day when I'm more comfortable in my surroundings, but that day is not today. So yeah, we go when we can. We're just trying our best. But yeah, I think that's all the updates. Plan of events or whatever is, well, I think we'll probably have a January episode. Ow, oh my God, I smacked my head on this windowsill. Probably have a January episode of, like, some sort, you know, just getting your life together.
The and new then, year stuff.
Yeah, not necessarily like goals though, because I'm kind of sick of that, so maybe we'll find something a little more creative to do.
Yeah, I feel like goals is overplayed and there's better things to do.
Well, I think it's good to have goals, but I just think, like, we can come up with something better to talk about for an hour than our goals.
That's what I meant, like, it's overplayed by, like, everyone in the podcast world.
Yeah.
YouTube world, every world.
For sure. But yeah, thank y'all for listening. If you have made it this far, on this rambly, sad sounding episode.
We're so, like, quiet too.
I know.
Maybe you can edit it to be louder.
I'm going to turn the volume all the way up. But yeah. it's good to talk to y'all again. And hopefully next week we'll be back here, maybe not in my closet, maybe in our podcast chairs, and we'll have a little YouTube video going as well. And we can talk about January things or Christmas things. I don't know. There's a lot to talk about this time of year. But we just wanted to get this one out of the way so y'all know all the stuff. We don't have to keep repeating. Like, this is what we're doing right now. Like, y'all already know. Okay? That's it. That's what we're doing.
I know it's like rip the Band-Aid off for doing this again. Because, like, when you don't podcast for a while, it's really hard to just do it again, you know?
I don't feel like it's that hard. Maybe to do a good job and, like,
that's what I mean.
Like, be interesting. Like, you're I just definitely gonna, like,
get a bad one out of the way or something, you know?
Yeah, I definitely don't feel like we've been interesting this episode, but it's just like, this is what we've been doing.
Yeah, this has been our life.
And it just feels necessary to have, like, a transitional episode of, like, what we've, you know, what's been going on before we jump back into, like, hey, no time has passed. Here's what we're going to talk about. So, yeah, I think that's all I have to say, to be honest. Thank y'all for listening. Probably don't rate this episode because I feel like you're not going to rate it well. And that's going to harm us. So, yeah, thanks for listening. We really appreciate any of you still out there or anyone who's new. And things are only going to go up from here. Because they literally have no other choice, so.
Yeah, if you hang around long enough, even if we don't put one out for a while, like, eventually you'll get one. So ever since we started, we keep putting them out, just not consistently, but consistently in the long run.
I want to aim to be more consistent again because I do enjoy it. So, yeah, just stick with us, guys. We'll be here. You'll be here. We'll get it done.
You're kind of growing with us as we go.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We will see you, hopefully, next Thursday.
Bye, guys.
Bye. ¶¶